Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show here on Raglan Community Radio. And online, I've got Nico Tehuki. Good morning.
Kia ora, Raglan, whangaroa whānau. Kia ora, Aaron.
Hey, man, nice to be talking to you this morning. And nice to be having you back in town on the weekend. You're playing at the Yard at on Saturday night. Is there a time to say start, to say go?
I think we'll be kicking it off around 7:30 on Saturday.
Okay. And I actually have to check. I just thought I saw something about have tickets sold out already?
Well, our Auckland show has sold out. But I've checked this morning and there are 30 tickets left for our Raglan show.
Okay, all right.
30 golden tickets.
I better get mine quick because I missed out on seeing you last time because basically I was too disorganized. Too disorganized. And my daughter Jordan was there. She loved it. So I've definitely got to get along. Any support acts, Nico?
Well, yeah, we've got some really special support acts. I think I met you, Aaron, at the Whangaroa Talent Factory.
Yes, yes.
The prelims when it was at the Yard.
Yep.
And that's where I met the wonderful Wiramu.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful MC, rapper, with really conscious lyrics and a really cool vibe. And that's also where I first got to see Luna. Was Luna? I'm pretty sure Luna was there singing some songs.
Yeah, yeah, she was part of it, yeah.
And so when I was thinking about opening acts for Raglan for this tour, the youth popped into my mind because it's really... the more you gig, the more you kind of become accustomed to playing on stage, and it becomes less of a special occasion. But I know when I was just getting started that any opportunity to share your music when you're just emerging as an artist is really important. And what we love to do is we love to create a really joyful, safe space wherever we go with the Casual Healing Kaupapa.
Yeah.
And that is a perfect space, I reckon, for these young artists to have some time on stage in a safe environment with a really loving audience and share their stuff, man. So... So we got Wiramu kicking the night off with half an hour of his original rap. And then we'll have Luna with some originals. She might sprinkle some covers in there. And then probably around 9 o'clock, Casual Healing's going to play for an hour or so. And that's the lineup, man.
That's cool. It's going to be awesome. Hey, so can I, like, confirm, is Casual Healing just you, or is it you and a group of people? How does that work?
Well, yeah, I write the music, but I'm lucky enough to have a really awesome band, and they're coming with us on Saturday, so it's a full six-piece band. We got drums, bass, keyboard, guitar, percussion, and a baritone saxophonist.
All right.
It's going to be mean.
This sounds good. Hey, this morning I started the show at 8, and since I started, apart from that one song that was playing when you came on the air, I've just been playing songs from the new album. How pleased are you with your album?
Oh, man. Thanks, bro. Thanks for running the tune. Oh, man. I was talking to my manager last night. I produced the whole album myself, so
yeah.
I'm over it, eh? Like, I don't like listening to it much, just because it's, yeah, it's been too much, but I'm just really happy that it's out and a lot of people, unlike myself, are enjoying listening to it and finding some medicine in the music.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm really, it's been a great, getting heaps of awesome feedback and yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better release, bro.
Yeah.
I'm stoked, Dad.
So you're happy with the reception?
Super happy, bro, yeah. It's been amazing, actually.
Yeah, and you're playing, where are you playing? You've got a bit of a tour on at the moment, eh?
That's right, bro. We're playing in Auckland at Big Fan on Friday, which is a new venue that Joe Little has made.
Okay.
And then Raglan on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're heading over to Gizzy. And then on Tuesday, we're playing a really special show in Hawke's Bay at this incredible venue called The Blythe. Have you heard of The Blythe?
I have not till now, no.
Wow. It's really modern, state-of-the-art auditorium, really, eh? And, I'll just be playing solo acoustic there, and it'll be a really intimate night. And apparently the acoustics in the Blythe is just something holy.
Sounds good.
And so, then, yeah, it's going to be awesome, bro. And then we're going down south later on, go Dunedin, Christchurch, Littleton, and Paikakariki in the middle.
Okay. Can I ask you a little bit about some of the songs? Actually, I just played, for the first time, I played Jesus Reggae, because the title, right?
yeah.
And then I was like, as soon as it starts, I'm like, okay, this is definitely about Bob.
yeah.
And was that the intention, just to go hard out and just make a Bob Marley tribute piece?
yeah. Well, I mean, bro, sometimes I feel like my life is like a Bob Marley tribute life. You know? Like,
yep.
Yeah, what's there not to love about Bob Marley and his music, I think? And he's made me feel so righteous in my life, and reggae music is such a powerful genre, I believe. It's embedded with so much suffering. So it's given to the world by our African brothers and sisters who experience a lot of suffering and still do.
Yeah.
And so embedded in that genre is a wailing cry. But what I love about Bob is that despite all the suffering and the hardship, he's telling us, don't worry about a thing, you know, because every little thing's going to be all right.
Mm. Yeah, I love that lyric.
Yeah, man. It's just so powerful, you know, that a people in such hardship can offer such a optimistic perspective, I think, I think that's why I gravitate towards reggae music, eh?
Mm-hmm. There's also actually a song, the last song on the album. Well, I'm looking at this on YouTube, but One Love.
Oh, yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, so that song's actually sung in a cathedral with a choir.
Oh. See, I haven't played that one yet. That particular one, I haven't played that, so maybe we'll play that at the end.
Yeah, man, play that then, bro. It's a special one. So, yeah, we sang that. I put a call out to all of my friends and family before we moved up to Raglan, actually. So we lived in Raglan for a year, and before that, I was in Wellington, and I wanted to have a reunion with all my friends before we left. So I thought, let's get into the cathedral. Somehow they gave me the keys to the cathedral. I don't understand, but it's okay. I don't have to understand. They gave me the keys to St. Paul's Cathedral, and me and 40 friends, we gathered for the first time. with no rehearsals and ran through One Love a few times, and we sung it, and we sung One Love, and we got a beautiful video and really high quality audio.
Yeah.
And after that, we had boil up and cake in the kitchen, and it was the perfect send off, man. Like. Yeah, and so I just think it's the perfect song to finish the album, eh?
Yeah. Was that the same day that you filmed the video for Amble?
Oh, that was a different day with a pretty similar bunch of friends.
Right, yeah, just the way you described it reminded me of it.
Yeah. No, I always do it. I always like, need to put a music video on. Better call the troops, you know?
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, talk about a serious song. Break what seems like a serious song. Break the cycle. What's that about?
Oh man, yeah. Now you got all the good questions, bro. Well, as you know, and as everyone else knows, it's really hard sometimes to be a human on Earth and do what is right.
Yeah.
I think we all got a pretty basic understanding of what's right and wrong. It tends to differ. But, Break the Cycle is... So the cycle that I'm talking about, for me, is... I guess ancestral trauma. And a lot of that was caused by the wars. So it wasn't long ago that World War II happened, and our grandfathers and great-grandfathers, great-great-grandfathers, were drafted out into the war.
Mm.
And there they were, you know, they were put in this really horrible situation where... they put a gun in their hands and basically said, you know, said the enemy's over there and we want you to kill them or, you know, be killed and do this for your country. And it just makes no sense, man. Like, why our beautiful ancestors had to put their lives on the line for a nation or even fight another nation's army. Another nation's war. So, anyway, bro, I don't agree with war mentality, and what it did was it when our ancestors came back, those who were lucky enough to live and return home, they were all very scarred.
Yeah.
Emotionally scarred, and so that put a lot of pressure on the woman and the children, and that created a lot of trauma and disharmony in the families and the tribes, and we're still dealing with that. That trauma doesn't end with those people. It gets handed down, and we're still dealing with the repercussions of war and other things, and that's Break the Cycle is a song about just bringing awareness to the fact that there's trauma that needs to be resolved. That trauma manifests in many ways in our relationships, in our friendships, in our relationship with ourselves, in our self-worth. Mm. So that song, yeah, you're right, man. It's a pretty deep song, and... it's a bit of a journey. It's kind of like a poem, really, with a bit of a beat to it. And I just want to thank anyone who's taken the time to listen to that song, because it's definitely not easy listening.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's go in a different direction. I just wanted to ask. You've got a young family. Have you written songs about having a young family?
Yeah, man, I feel like all of my songs these days are about my family, eh?
Right.
in one way or another, you know. Because it's just such a big part of my life, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, but nothing in particular? Like, no headline sort of title songs or anything like that?
One that comes to mind is... there's a song... it's actually on my last album, Firstborn.
Yeah,
and
yep.
That whole EP is all about when I found out that I was going to become a father and the journey that I went on. And there's one song in particular called Green Tigers.
Yeah, man, that's my favorite song of yours. I love that song.
Oh, that's your favorite one, Aaron.
Very much. I hope you're going to be playing it when you come.
Yeah, okay, we'll play it just for you, bro.
Cool.
You better buy a ticket.
Yeah, I will, man. Don't worry, I will.
Yeah, bro, Green Tigers, man. That was a really special song that came through when my son was conceived. And it's full of hope, but it's also full of, a bit of anxiety in there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I think that being a parent is the most important job in the world, I think. And I think every parent will agree with that in some way. Some would say it's the hardest job in the world. And
yeah,
I'd also
yeah.
agree with that as well.
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, you can take a sick day off your work, but you can't take a sick day off your kids, you know, like...
Oh, no.
You don't
well, I've
get
just,
any days off.
I've just finished raising two, but I still remember...
bro.
The sick days is what I remember, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so you're free, man. You're
well,
free.
It doesn't feel like that. No, it feels like It feels a little bit like I've been left behind, you know.
Oh.
A little bit. Ooh. Having said that, my daughter Jordan's at home last night, and she's at home right now, so... It's not that bad, but yeah, it's a thing they don't tell you about when you come to the end of it. That's how that feels.
Wow!
Yeah.
Holy cow, man! And
yeah.
Love to you, bro. I could only imagine. I could only imagine because you give your whole life, you give everything to the mate.
Mm, you got it.
And then they just up and leave, bro.
But that's what you know. But that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to go and like get in the world and. Do their thing, but that's Green Tigers. Like, it's not just my favorite song of yours. That's one of my one of my all-time favorites. The regular listeners will know because I've played it a lot over the last couple of years, like all the time. So,
man, I'm so happy about that, bro. That's so cool, man. It's a good track, eh?
Yeah, yeah. And I was really curious about some of the stuff in it. Like it's a song, but it's got this real. Some aspects of it are really loose, like the way you play the piano, particularly at the end of the song. And like how much of that is planned hard out, and how much of that song was just improvised in the studio?
Yeah, man, you got good ears, bro. A lot of that song was just real feeling.
Yeah.
I set the beat up, so it's just the drums is literally just like a 5-second loop.
Okay.
And I've just like copied and pasted that throughout the whole song.
Right.
And then I set up the bass track, and then I just did a lot of improvising on the piano, so there's some little noodles and melodies all throughout the song. A lot of those were improvised, and I think that's something special about music that's getting lost in the pop world, at least, is our ability to remember what music is, because I reckon music is improvising and it's feeling and it's not such an intellectual activity. It's for me, it's really emotional based, and if I can switch my brain off and have a really tranquil mind, then I feel like that's when I make my best music, man.
I'm
just in the zone and the feeling.
And that's what that song really feels like. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, oh, that's cool, bro. Yeah, mission accomplished.
Hey, I've got one more question I want to ask before I go, because I actually literally got to dash out of the studio in a few minutes. But I wanted to ask, why do you make music? And I don't want sort of, oh, because I like music sort of answer. Like you've been doing it for a while now. Like, deep down, do you know why you make music?
Yeah. Because I like music. No. Well, that's one reason.
Yeah.
I think the main reason is I think it's my purpose on earth.
Yeah, right.
I've tried a few things out, and music is by far the thing that I'm best at.
Yep.
And when I share my music and I see that it makes people feel good and takes their mind off their troubles, it's just the most meaningful thing that I feel that I can offer, and it really, yeah, makes me feel alive. Makes me feel alive, man.
Yeah, no, I like the sound of that. Hey, folks, we've been talking to Nico Tehuki, who is Casual Healing, playing at the Yard Saturday night. And were you saying 6:30? Doors might be opening sometime around then?
Yes, 7:30.
7:30? Oh, not 6:30. Okay. I read that somewhere, but that was something else. All right, 7:30. And you've got Wiramu and Luna as support acts, some local young ones. So that's really awesome to see. And you're going to be doing the new album, and you're going to be playing Green Tigers Just For Me. And... No, I'm sure other people will love it. I know other people love it as well. Yeah. Okay, man. Thank you heaps for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Hey, peace and love, bro.
Yeah, and we'll see you Saturday night.
Yes, sir. Get your ticket.
See you, man. All right, folks, that was Nico Tehuki there, Casual Healing. I'm going to start off the track One Love, but I literally have to be heading out the door at 5:02.
So. One love, one heart, let's get together and feel alright. Let them all pass, those dirty remarks.
One love.
There is one question I'd really love to ask you.
One heart.
Is there a place for the hopeless sinner who has hurt all mankind just to save his own? Can you hear me?
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel alright. One love, one heart, give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel alright.
One more thing, let's get together and fight this holy Armageddon.
One love.
Now when the man comes, there won't be no more doom, no.
One heart.
And have pity on those whose chances grow thinner, 'cause there is no hiding place from the Father of creation. Can you hear us?